Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to Leopardstown's card on Wednesday. Got a twilight card to look forward to. Some nice types as well running in some of the races. Got a listed race coming up at 4:40, which is certainly interesting in terms of one of the runners. But yeah, hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two. Good morning, Mr. Holding.
Morning, Alex.
How are you?
Good, yeah. We've got to get used to these twilight cards. They're a regular feature now, aren't they, of the service throughout the summer. I think it slots in quite nicely as well. I think it suits Irish racing as well to have it on at this time. I think they're after the sort of Punchestown Festival work for the last 2 years, starting meetings at this time, I think a lot of meetings have followed suit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's certainly not a bad thing, I wouldn't say. For one thing, it gives us the opportunity on William Hill Radio to slot a few races in towards the end.
I think that's what they've done it for, you know.
Well, you know, we've been badgering them for a while. it's nice. You know, it means that the Irish do get some sort of airtime, if you like, on our show at least. And it just brings something a little bit different to the table in terms of the racing scene, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It means that the UK punters are spending more time looking at the Irish form, which has got to be a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully you've had a good look at the Irish form today. We'll kick off at 3:40 with a filly's maiden over a mile. Not maybe the strongest race, perhaps, but I mean, John Ox has got a runner here, Jim Bolger, Aidan O'Brien. The main yards are represented. And at the time of recording, a favourite is Intense Debate for Jim Bolger and Kevin Manning, who is sort of steadily improving, I think it's fair to say, isn't she?
She is, yeah. First of all, we've got to say that the first four in the betting are all from stables that have had winners so far this season. So we haven't got too much of a steer. Well, we've got almost too much of a steer, if you like. So we'll deal with Intense Debate first. She chased down one of Paul Deegan's towards the back end, horse called Crystal Fashion, who I know Paul thinks quite a bit of. And I didn't think she did a great deal wrong. She was on the inside of the track that day, which didn't look the place to be. They came down the centre towards the middle. So that obviously impeded her chance late on. She seemed to stay the trip really well. She looks quite a nice filly as well, size, stature-wise. I think she'll make up into a nice three-year-old, so that's all goes well for her future. I don't think she's going to be that much better than her official rating as the season progresses, sort of maybe mid-80s will probably be the extent of it. But that could well be good enough to take this maiden. And as she's got three runs under her belt and one of them coming on soft ground, then she should just about hold sway here. She just about gets a vote over Shirama, who ran with a bit of encouragement first time out at Leopardstown in a race which hasn't yet worked out all that well. But she did enough to suggest she can win. Palace obviously unraced. Keep an eye on the market for that particular filly. She's by Fastnut Rock. And other than Bracelet winning so far, I know Brian hasn't started the year all that well. So obviously there's got to be a cloud over that one slightly. But Intense Debate, she's just about done enough to take this race.
Okay, Intense Debate, the pick there in the 3:40. Next up is the 4:10, maiden for Colts and Geldings over a mile. This one sees the betting dominated by one horse and one horse only, Aidan O'Brien's Johann Strauss, who, if repeating the form of last year, should take the beating here.
It should, shouldn't he, really? You know, second in a Group 1, he's the highest rated horse in training, maiden in training, with a rating of 111. And barring miracles, really, he should be taking this without too much sweat. He got into that race off the back of a defeat at 2-7, so I suppose the alarm bells are ringing slightly, but it was a day that he didn't really handle the conditions and I don't know, he just didn't look right that day, but he really blossomed late on, a few days later, and that run behind Kingston Hill, you know, just stands out. He stabbed a companion Table Rock, should be one to keep an eye on in the future. Whether he's going to be good enough today is obviously open to debate. Certainly stable bookings and jockey arrangements suggest that, you know, he probably won't be troubling Johann Strauss. And looking at the rest, I've got a little bit of time for a horse called Bocca. Nice stocky colt by Dane Hill Dancer, who ran encouragingly in quite a decent maiden towards the back end at Leopardstown. I think he'll do well in time. Again, another one that probably won't be troubling the favourite, Johann Strauss. But, you know, if you wanted to play one at a bigger price, or perhaps look for a forecast, or just keep an eye on for the future, I think Boker's definitely one to keep an eye on. But Johann Strauss should really set up what could be a short price double on the card for Aidan O'Brien.
Okay, Johann Strauss, the pick there, but Bocca won 25-1 at the time recording. Might be worth an each way look. Next up, the 440 listed race over a mile. You mentioned that Johann Strauss was short but hard to get away from. I think we might have another one here. Aidan O'Brien and Joseph O'Brien once again teaming up with Kings Barnes, who of course was very well touted and fancied throughout last year. Has had his problems, but arrives here. I mean, you'd expect him to be winning a listed race anyway, but I think every other runner in this race, well, it's not a listed race in all but name. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a proper good horse. He's already a Group 1 winner, taking the 2012 Racing Post trophy at Doncaster. And he comes here off the back of probably, one, arguably, his best run in his career, really, when he was third to Olympic Glory in the last race he took part in that Group 1, of course, at the Ascot meeting towards the end. It was the day that Olympic Glory really shone in the blinkers first time, so he couldn't really cope with that horse. But again, it was another good run by Kings Barnes. Much better than the one that he managed to achieve when he ran down the field in the Irish Champion Stakes behind the Fugue at Leopardstown. He was well fancied that day, but obviously he ran as though something was amiss. Clearly soft ground plays into his strengths, so the ground today at Leopardstown on the soft side will be fine for him. Obviously he's not going to be 100% fit after his break, and obviously he'll be brought along quite gently. But it's interesting that he runs in the same race that Declaration of War took last year. So the race is like the Lockinge, of course, which Declaration of War ran in and got beat before going on to win the Queen Anne. They're certainly going to be well within his compass. He's going to be a wealth too short for a lot of punters. Perhaps you might want to put him in a double Johann Strauss, or perhaps if you're looking to bet without the favourite, then Bolt 80 Quill definitely fits the bill. Similar to last year, he might well play second fiddle behind a very good horse. He was runner-up to Declaration of War in this race last year, and he's following suit because he finished fourth at the Curragh on his previous start last year behind Custom Cut. He was fourth in the Irish Lincoln this year. He ran on pretty strongly towards the end. He's no great shakes, Bolt 80 Quill, but he is a very reliable horse in this kind of race. He loves soft ground, he's fit, and because of that, he might just chase home Kings Barnes and provide you with a nice forecast.
Okay, you mentioned Johann Strauss and Kings Barnes in a double. At the time of recording, they are 2-7 and 4-11. Double those up, and you'll make 75p for every pound you put on.
There you go. 8-11, around about 8-11, 4-5, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. So that's not maybe the worst double you could put on if you are a fan of taking these short prices. Next up is the 5-10. It is a handicap over a mile. Really open-looking race this, Andy. Sophisticated Air is popular at the head of affairs. Turned out quickly following that one's success just 3 days ago. But, I mean, it was a course success. Would the draw be a bit of a bother for you on this one?
Not necessarily. Usually when the ground gets soft at Leopardstown anyway, you want to be racing off that far side fence. Sure, Kevin Manning is aware of that, and he's one of the most shrewdest pilots in the weighing room, so he's probably going to plot a course off that inside fence anyway. So still 14 gives him every chance to race away from that churned up inside ground. And the fact that he won here 3 days ago, I do like that angle. I'm a big fan of horses backing up off the back of victories, particularly at the same track as well. I like that. That's even more of an important point to raise. I thought he did really well to win that day as well. He came from off a strong pace, and he won quite comfortably in the end, even though Flick Flack threw down what looked a potent challenge with a furlong to run. He saw him off quite readily. Prior to that, he's had some good form over today's distance. He had 3 runs over a mile, and he's performed pretty well over that distance. So I haven't got an issue with that either. Looks as though he's going to come of age as well as a four-year-old. He's often looked a little bit weak and a bit immature as a three-year-old, and he hasn't probably got quite filled up. And I like the angle with the Jim Bolger horses as well, being turned out. That's an even more more positive. He often exploits that quite readily throughout the summer. So sophisticated air, certainly got to every chance of following up. He's my selection. The danger, well, that could well be Hurler and Farmer from the Desi Hughes camp. That ran well over hurdles the last day behind Snowwell, has been in fantastic form throughout the last month or two. And with that run under his belt, he's got to be a serious consideration for those looking to take slightly a better price. But he's around about 5-2 this morning. I think that looks about the right price. Sophisticated air is the vote in the 5-10.
OK. Was Hurler and Farmer formerly with Richard Fahey, Mr. Holden? Can you remember or not?
I think it was. I think he was.
Rings, yes, a bell,
was.
Anyway.
He was, yeah, because he won a Southern Maiden. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're right.
OK. Next up is the 5:40, a mile and 2 furlongs for this contest. And I don't know about you, Andy, but I thought this one looked a little bit tricky. 4-1 the field at the time of recording, co-favourites of 3. I suppose that means that whatever you fancy, you're going to get a nice bit of each-way value, I suppose.
Yeah, the next 2 races don't do a great deal for me. I'm obviously going to put selections up and give you a few pointers, but they're by no means a strong recommendation or bets. I'll go with Little Arrows in this 5:40. He's a real regular around this track. 17 times he's won run here. He's won only 2, but he's run a numerous decent races in defeat. In fact, he's hit the frame no less than 6 times. He comes here off the back of a good win last time out at Dundalk when he made the run-in, which is often a tactic which he doesn't employ. Usually gets held up. So if there was a slow gallop here, perhaps Shane Foley, who took the bull by the horns 2 weeks ago, might do the same again. If not, well, he can just slot in on this horse. I like the fact that he's been running with a bit of continuity on the all-weather, which means he's fit and hard and ready to go. Ground won't be an issue for him. He's run on soft, heavy ground loads of times, and particularly at this track, he stays well. He's just really a no-nonsense bet in this race. He's around about 5-1 this morning. You could do worse than just chuck a couple of quid each way at Little Arrows. I'm sure he'll run his race.
OK, Little Arrows a solid pick there in the 5:40. Next up, the 6:10. Handicap over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. Attention in this one, of course, drawn once again to Aidan and Joseph O'Brien. They run Lone Star, who, on just sort of basic form figures, looks like he might take a beating here. 2-1 at the time of recording. I mean, you often see with O'Brien horses that they get overbet. What do you make to the price on this one?
Yeah, it could be very generous, couldn't it, really, in many respects, 2-1, I suppose. He's a hard one to assess. He's only had the 3 runs. He was second to a horse called Not Your Call in a maiden on the 10th of Jan. I mean, that wouldn't be a form which you'd be getting bowled over with. And he got the better of a well-fancied horse the next time when there was only 2 in the betting and 2 that could win. He stayed on nicely enough, and he's by Sea of the Stars, so you'd imagine the further he goes, the better he'll be. Whether he'll handle the ground, that's the only slight issue, isn't he? Up to now, he's raced on a sound surface, and looks like Aidan O'Brien has deliberately kept him on a decent surface as well. So that's a slight concern with him. Of the others, Tom Dooley, I think, will run well here. I think this horse has been crying out for a trip because he's by Dylan Thomas. Connections have only been running him over 7 furlongs and a mile. They ran him over a mile last time out at Dundalk. And he finished 3rd behind a horse who's been carrying all before him at Dundalk, and that's Political Policy. And I think any form tied in with Mickey Halford's charge has to be respected. That horse won again the other night. So only getting beat a length in the neck by Political Policy certainly sets him up for a good run here. Battle of the Boyne ran really well for this stable here the other day. He finished 5th, but he looked like winning throughout that 7-furlong handicap won by Sophisticated Air until getting tired up late on. So the yard, as tradition as they do, often start the year really well. And again, similar to my selection in the previous race, Little Arrows, he's had the benefit of 2 or 3 all-weather runs, so he's fit. So 5-1, Tom Dooley each way is the way I'd go in that 6:10.
OK, the final race is the 6:40. A handicap coming up over 1 mile and 6 furlongs. Another open-looking race, but this one certainly looks more appealing from a punting point of view. One that I was interested in here at a price, Andy, is See You All in Coppers, who, of course, ran over, I think it was at Sandown last weekend. Was well touted there, didn't really run a particularly good race, but I think it's reasonably interesting at a double-figure price this morning. What do you make of that one, and what do you think lands the spoils here?
Yeah, I think See You All in Coppers probably want better ground than he's got today. He actually ran at Newbury behind Alga Pecross, and he was well fancied that day in that juvenile handicap. He acquitted himself quite well, but again, the ground would have been on the soft side for him, and he's definitely a fast ground horse for me, so I'd have to put a line through him. I really like this race. This is one of the races I'm very, very keen on from a punting perspective. I haven't got that many strong bets on the car, but I suggest we really get stuck into this race. I'm going to put my nap up in here And I'm also going to suggest one at a much bigger price as well, just to save on. My nap's going to be Black Spot On, who also comes into this race with figures of 8.0, 8.00, and you think, what on earth am I tipping a horse around about 7-2 with form figures such as that? But if you strip his form down, you actually look what he's been doing over hurdles of late, I think that's when you're going to get a little bit more excited about this horse's chance. He's been running unbelievably well in some very, very good races over in Ireland. Most notably, two starts ago, when he finished third behind Dane King in a very, very good maiden hurdle at Navan. He only got beat 8 lengths, but through a large majority of that race, he travelled really well and he looked as though he was going to be very threatening late on. And now Dane King's rated 80 on the flat, well, he formerly was anyway when he was trained in the UK. And he's not a bad animal, Dane King. He then went on to win a maiden hurdle at Down Royal next time out when he fought off Tulsa Jack in the closing stage. He's off a rating of 113. He now races back on the flat, obviously off a Mickey Mouse mark of 50. I think this horse should be at least a 70-75 horse on the flat if you take his hurdle exploits into account. He's incredibly well handicapped. He stays, he's fit. And a lot of these, I think, will struggle to get home here over mile six, where this horse won't. He really does see out the trip really well. So I'm going to put him up as my nap. And once I said the danger, but one I'd have a few quid on at the price, would be Gold Not Silver. Similar to my selection, Black Spot On, has been running really consistently well throughout the winter in handicap hurdles. And he comes here off a mark of the same, round about the 50 mark. Now, he's also ridden by a very, very good £10 claim, or £7 as he claims here, and that's this Sean Corby, who's really caught the eye of late. Now, the team up here on soft ground, which he'll enjoy. He won two starts back at Down Royal, beating Court Jester on heavy ground. Again, he comes here really in exceptionally good form. So I think we should play the two against the field here. Black Spot On and Gold Not Silver, with the nap going to the former in the final race.
Okay, Black Spot On, the nap selection of Andy there in the 6:40. Great stuff, Mr. Holding. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
Best of luck with all those selections, and we'll catch up with you ahead. Is there a card tomorrow?
I think there is, yeah.
I think there is too.
I think it's tomorrow and Friday as well.
Right, lovely. Mark will talk to you then.
Fantastic.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.